Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura. This is that new new. It's Two Bears, One Cave. The
12 years in the making?
12 years in the making.
12 years in the making.
We wrote a sketch about Two Bears, One Cave one time. Do you remember it or no?
No.
It was an animated thing where it's like these two guys are in the woods and it's the winter's coming and there are two bears and they live together and they're like, hey, do we have enough food for the winter? And do we have, and then the guy's like, yeah, but like, I don't think I have enough cum inside of me.
Yeah. And they just keep fucking. And yeah. Every time they stop fucking, they go, wait, what about the food?
Yeah.
I forgot about the food.
Do you want to animate it still?
Yeah. Dude, I half sold a TV show based on me and you being gay.
What is it called?
It's like the one I was telling you about yesterday.
That's the show?
One of the things are like, well, like, what would you and Tom Segura do? And I go, oh, we'd hang out with Rob Gronkowski and have like a bareback mountain.
Oh, I would moment. Definitely.
And they're like, wait, what would start it? And I go, just Rob eating lollipops. Just dude. Me, you, and him in a canoe, and he's eating a lollipop. Yeah. Me and you were like, motherfucker.
And we just start fucking?
And we just fuck him.
Wait, is this... You sold this?
It's a possibility. If Rob Gronkowski has a sense of humor, which I think
he does.
Dude, I think he would fucking love me.
Dude.
Rob Gronkowski would fucking love us.
He would love you more. I get it.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know what? But then he would be like, Bert's kind of stealing the party limelight, so I want to hang out with
this
Tom.
This is a perfect way.
What's up, Rob?
This is a perfect way to start off this show. Let's go through famous duos in history.
Yeah.
And you pick which one you are and which one I am.
Okay.
So, Rob Gronkowski, the quarterback. Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm Brady.
Okay. And I'm Rob Gronkowski.
Of course.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Lucille Ball and was it
Desi Arnaz? Yeah. Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Saddam Hussein and the guy
Gaddafi?
Osama bin Laden.
Oh, bin Laden? Oh yeah, I'm bin Laden. You're Saddam.
I'm definitely Saddam.
Yeah.
I am definitely Saddam.
Dude, I am plotting. I am murdering so many more people. You're doing it in a more grandiose way.
Okay. Hitler and Mussolini.
I'm Mussolini.
I am definitely Hitler. Big dreams, bragging. I'm only 45. Can you believe I'm getting this shit done? This will be a fun game.
I just didn't want to say, oh, I'm definitely Hitler. That's why I picked Mussolini. Wait, dude, what are you drinking?
Coffee.
Do you want something else?
No.
Yes.
No, because I drove.
That's okay.
And I've been getting sick. I don't want to get fucking sick.
No, it's fine.
No.
Let's start. It's a nice morning. Let's just fucking enjoy our morning.
There's a horrible fucking. Are you gonna have a shot?
I'll have a drink.
Let's have a drink. Oh, you are you fucking serious? Hi, how you doing? How much did this cost?
It's good. It's a great gal.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Who the fuck is that?
It's Hannah. She's full time now.
Oh my God. She put on hair and makeup at this hour?
Yeah. She's
Why
great.
Why do I feel like yours doesn't have alcohol in it?
It does. Of course it does.
Switch with me.
No, it's got alcohol.
Liar.
No, I can't. You're sick. I can't switch.
I didn't even touch it yet.
Well, I already touched mine. I don't want.
Mine has a ton of fucking alcohol in it.
But now, be honest. Don't you feel better?
I do. Just a little hint of that. I've been struggling with I don't understand people who are straight up vegan, straight up on meds, like don't drink, don't do anything.
No,
because I go, I don't understand where they get their pleasure.
Like fully clean?
Fully clean.
Anybody who's usually fully like that has seen like the bottom of the barrel. They took the ride so far that they're like, the only way I can live is going, you know what I mean? If you're fully clean.
I've seen some low barrels.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
shitting blood in an airport. Like, I've never sucked a dude's dick for anything.
Ever?
Never.
Have you ever touched one?
Nope. I took a long time on that. One time.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, I've partied a lot. I've never touched a dude's dick.
Yeah, no, that's right.
That's crazy. You think that I, as much fucking around as I do.
That's
like,
true. I would think that, have you put your dick on a bunch of dudes like elbows and shoulders and hands and stuff? Yeah.
My dick has a pedigree like a 1800 Explorer. My dick is fearless. It has been on shoulders.
I have a picture of you from Hawaii, 2007 or 8.
Yeah.
Where you're naked in my hotel room.
And you, by the way, that's
and you,
not.
You tuck your stuff and then you squat and you go like.
Yeah. That was my move for a long time before I had material.
That was my move.
Dude, how many times have you and Push seen me naked together? I can tell you, I can name them. Montreal.
Yeah.
I remember I came in, I was like, guys, don't go to.
Were you getting naked at Florida State a lot? Like, was it?
Yeah. That's why when this Me Too thing came out, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, we. I was like, so wait, you're telling me when my buddy passed out with his mouth open and I put my balls in his mouth, I raped him? And Leanne was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And I was like, then he raped me the next night?
Like, if he held on to it, like if he was like really upset, you imagine if like, if that guy, he went on to work like for an air conditioning company and every day he would go home and be like, you know, the one thing that really fucked me up was that Burt guy dipping his balls in my mouth. And then you became this successful high profile comic.
Dude, I see him all the time. He lives in Seattle.
Is he okay with you?
I guess there is a,
it'd be cool if we got him fired up to like,
there, no,
to sue.
No, I'm just moving. Okay. Where are you going?
I was going
to
adjust
no,
it
no,
for
no,
you.
No. There is a legit picture of me.
Yeah.
Cock in hand. Right.
Yeah.
Balls hanging shirtless. I look fucking good. Just like a gargoyle over this guy, Seth, who's passed out. Mouth open and I'm just about to teabag him.
Yeah.
A legit picture that if it came out, I'm sure it would ruin my career, but a lot of people would first go, he looks good as fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, he looks hot.
Speaking of hot and looking good.
Yeah.
Did you see the Instagram versus reality photo of, like, Ethan, Klein, and then me? Did you see
no,
these?
No.
So, can you make that bigger? Can you make... So, like, there's a photographer who...
Oh, my God.
Who took...
This is fucking brilliant. Wait, have you seen...
How much different... Like, look how good that looks, right?
Wait, okay, that is drastic. Have you seen Handsome Jim Norton?
No.
Can you pull up Handsome Jim Norton? Handsome Jim Norton is the most... It's the subtlest fucking... Let's see if it comes up. Oh, go Gabe! The first picture. Look at this. This is just Handsome Jim Norton.
He looks great. It kind of looks like Sean Evans.
Yeah, they just, it's subtle. They do something. I don't know what it is.
But that's the thing. All right, go back to the Ethan one. Go back to Ethan. And basically, if you're listening, Ethan Klein, H3, did this. He did a great video. Do you see his video breaking down this whole thing?
No.
Oh, my God. It's a big subreddit called Instagram versus Reality. Anyways, a photographer... I would love his name if you know it.
Yeah.
I'll find it. But anyways, took the photo that Ethan posted and did what some Instagrammers are doing. There's people doing this not as a joke, regularly. They look like Ethan on the left and they're posting pictures. And a lot of them are women posting pictures of themselves with this like extreme, you know, like unattainable beauty. So anyways, then the guy did it to me. Which is the other one. I mean, look at the hair.
But you could look like that.
No,
all you have to do is dye your beard and get transplants.
But then I also asked if he would do it for you.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, let's just see it. Like, see if you like it or not.
I look the same.
What are you talking about?
I just have a Supreme hat on.
Look at the beard. Look at the jawline.
Wait,
the
is chest. That Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah.
That's Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah. And it's got Dan's watch on, too. Look at your watch. On your
oh, head. Dude, I could definitely look like that. I could definitely look like that.
Do you feel like your life's much better on the right?
Like, which one? Your, which one's right?
Over here.
This one?
Yeah. What's your? What do you think life is like for Brit there?
No, the guy on the right has to fuck Leanne with the lights off.
You think so?
100%. Why? The guy on the left's like, this is what I signed up for. The guy on the left actually is a fucking, by the way, the guy on the left is much better looking than me right now.
Oh, because it was a while ago?
Yeah. It was when I was fitting in that Sub Pop shirt. I baby doll tea out of that now on my belly.
Wait, what are you up to now? What are you weigh?
The heaviest I've ever been.
Really?
I was the heaviest.
Are you hungry?
I was this. Yeah, I'm starving. I'm sorry. I'm dying to see what this sketch is.
It's not a sketch.
I'm starving, Tom.
I'm just saying, do you want some food?
Yeah. I'm curious, man. Well, you know what's so funny?
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
I saw that look.
I can't help it, man.
Yeah, his eyes.
I know that you're not supposed to do that anymore, but no, I can't help it.
Aren't you not human if you don't do that, though?
No, but that's like
that's the new thing now is like, eyes stay up. It's fucking stupid. Do you want a donut?
Yeah, I do want a donut.
You would.
Dude, I've been wanting a donut for so fucking long. Where'd you get these?
Blinkies.
Blinkies?
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. I will always say.
Rank your order of donuts.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one's old fashioned.
Chocolate
old fashioned. Actually, maple old fashioned is the best.
Okay.
Maple old fashioned. Then I go glazed because this is a no harm, no foul.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
This is the heaviest one.
Yep.
This is how I go.
Hungover, right, that'll feel really good because that'll sop up some shit.
And let me tell you something. There is no better feeling hungover than feeling those crush between your teeth.
Yeah.
The fucking greatest feeling. And there's nothing better than like, and I don't do this, but when this is how my kids eat and my wife eat donuts and I watch them do it and I want to do it like that, they get a donut and they go.
Oh, fuck them. That's my cousin. My cousin Brian does that.
Oh my God.
Don't you hate them?
I've been dieting so fucking long.
I hate that my cousin so takes good. The bite and then he goes, and he's a grown man. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, it lasts longer this way.
This is how you should eat a donut.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's a good donut. Yeah. Can I tell you my problem with donuts in LA?
What?
Is that there's a lot of comics with these notes. They're all the same. Distributor distributes all the same ingredients to all the same donuts places.
You think they taste the same?
All donuts taste the same in LA. There's no donuts that taste different in LA. Every donut place.
Somebody's going to get really mad at you for that.
Bring it. I just put fucking my wig.
Okay. Do you think, by the way, looking at these before and afters, before we get back to the donuts.
Yeah.
Would you go and to a place and get our beards dyed?
100%.
Really?
I would love to get my beard dyed. Let's get our beard.
Like professionally, you know, like a salon.
100%. Wait, does Dan Bilzerian get his beard dyed?
He has to.
Oh my God.
It's so dark.
Dude, I hate when you see something and everyone saw it forever. And you're the first one that sees it, and you're like, shut the fuck up. Dan Bilzerian gets his beard. Of course he gets his beard dyed.
He's not 25.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's in his 30s. Yeah, of course, man.
I wonder how old he is. My mom taught him.
Your mom taught him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She was his teacher.
In Florida?
Like first grade, first grade kindergarten. Yeah, he lived right across the lake from me.
I love that he's one of those guys, too, that never sways from what he's been posting at all. It's like, be real. It's like they have the Cypress Hill guys haven't taken a day off from weed in 25. Every post is like a joint, a bong, weed. They never take a day off.
Coming from a brand heavy entertainer.
Yeah.
Even I get like, I get it. Tito's. I drink a lot. Let's dial it back. Show something regular. Dude, those those motherfuckers. She just made mine with vodka.
She's a good girl. She got a pension plan.
Motherfucker. Those guys just fucking, they're like, I almost wonder, I wish I had less insight on life.
What?
Like, you know, I'm not shitting on B-Rio or Dan Bilzerian, but no. They don't really have like any other idea other than like...
Right, they're all in on their thing.
They're like, dude, I found my lane.
But I kind of respect that though,
dude, I listened to Cypress Hill singing this morning.
Yeah.
He doesn't even sing in his real voice.
No, he's always done that like...
Yeah. And you're like he's not even like, I mean, not to be shitty, but like he was a little bit of a caricature even as an artist. So like... I'm sure when it comes to his real life, he's like, well, what worked for me as a caricature, I got to kind of caricature it up in my real life too. But same with Dan Bilzerian. It's like, all of a sudden this like tits and guns works. And he's like, dude, let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. I wish I could be like that. I see comics like that, that just lean into whatever fucking works for them.
But you don't think you kind of like
lean 100% do.
But you're saying, I wish I could be like that.
But I'm cognizant of it. Oh. And I go, all right, I get it. My shirt's always off. Like, we don't need to take your, I don't need to take my shirt off every fucking day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't every time I go on stage or every time I do anything, take my shirt off.
But at a big theater show now, I imagine that if you don't, people would be like, what the fuck?
Boo. They'd boo. Yeah. They get pissed when I do the improv and they'll take it off. I didn't take it off the other day at the improv. People were like, come on, take it off, man. And I'm like...
You're a hot chick.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm working on stuff.
You're a stripper, dude. Take it. Come on, dude.
Dude, take it off. Come on. Just take it off. And looking at me like... Come on. And I lift my shirt up like this, show my belly. He's like, all right, that's good.
Fucking unbelievable. Yeah. But I would say that that's as a result of buying in so hard, right? Leaning into it.
Well, but mine wasn't like, I don't know.
Because I got to tell you, I love Cypress Hill.
I do too. I like B-Real.
Yeah, he's great.
I like B-Real a lot.
Sendog.
By the way, I like Dan Bilzerian a lot.
Yeah.
Dan Bilzerian kind of changed the way I did Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, because I started watching his Instagram. I mean, like, don't realize, I could shit. I'm not shitting on these people, but I could shit on anyone and then give you my honest opinion of them. Like I break anything down.
I love when you get fired up to shit on somebody. It's one of my favorite phone calls to get from you. Dude. You know what? Fuck this guy. He's a fucking cunt.
I have a couple of those in line right now. Let's play a game. I'll shit on someone and you got to guess who it is.
Oh, all right.
I can't. Are we going to kill these?
Yeah, come on.
I wish yours had alcohol in it.
It does.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
You're such a cunt.
Smell. Smell it. Smell.
I'm going to have to fall asleep in my car now. Just fucking, you know what I was going to do? I was going to ride my bike here and show up in biking gear. I'm doing that next time.
Are you okay now? You sound... deathly?
I'm fine.
What is it? What happened?
I got food poisoning. Dude, I was on a tear.
Have some donuts.
Yeah, I'm going. I got food poisoning. I just was fucking, I ate so much shit. I was on a tear. I was I weighed in that morning.
Come on, tell us.
258.
That morning?
I weighed in at 258 with clothes on, like just to be fair.
But this
I was like, I'm not going
to. 3 days ago?
The day I woke up, I guess this was Tuesday?
Yeah.
I woke up and I just felt fat as fuck. And I have clothes on. I was like, you know what? I never weigh in with clothes on. I always weigh totally naked. So I'm going to weigh myself, see where I'm at. Cause I'm going to spend these next weeks before we go to Bali. I'm going to spend time losing weight. So I'm fully clothed. I get on and it's 258 and I am crushed. I'm like, fuck it. In my head, I go, let's just get to 260 and start. Like, why fucking piss alone about 258? And I was on a tear. I had ice cream. I had two different types of pasta. I was drinking Tito's.
This
I
is
had
a dip. After you saw 258.
This is after 258. I'm like, fuck this. Fuck it. I'm drinking beers before the meeting at TBS. We go on a pitch at TBS. We have beers down at Claim Jumpers. I get an app at Claim Jumpers. I'm drinking beers in the meeting at TBS. I had two beers in the meeting at TBS.
What?
I had Skittles. I had Reese's Pieces, a peanut butter cup.
You don't have an addictive behavior problem.
Dude, I have a junkie's behavior, but a freshman junkie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't crave drugs, but like just impulse. And so I go home and we get ice cream. I tell the girls, who wants ice cream sandwiches? And they're like, oh, there's this great place over on Lancashire.
Is Leanne saying anything during this time?
No.
Nothing?
So we go, I have sushi. I ate so much, Tom. I had a full dinner. I had a full dinner, then I had pasta, then I had ice cream sandwiches, then I and then I'm laying in bed and I go, I don't feel good.
What? Yeah.
I violently threw up. I thought I had a stroke
because your
face was numb. I was throwing up, my face was numb, and I was like, oh my God, I just have a stroke.
Do you know how I knew about this?
How?
Somebody DM'd me a screenshot of your story. And I was like, what the fuck, man? I immediately, I don't know if you can hit his stories.
It's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not there anymore. All right.
My password, oh.
Oh, yeah, hit that one. Hit Joey.
Hit Joey.
Joey.
Man, he's lifting weights with one arm. He's got a little Chinese kid with a camera. He's walking around. He's
I didn't even understand what he was talking about.
And shit like that. I having a good time. I saw him last week. He got so fat. He looked Chinese. I didn't even know it was Bert. I thought it was a Chinese. I thought it was a fat Chinaman and shit.
I love that people are like, bro, when Joey Diaz calls you fat,
it's the best, right? You're like, that guy. That guy says I look bad.
Oh my god. God, yeah. But then I just went.
Come on, man.
Yeah, cheers. I'm still rolling it. Man, I've never gotten sick like that in my entire life.
You went on a full binge though before you got sick.
And then when I got sick, I woke up the next morning and I was like, I'm not getting on the scale. I couldn't do it. I had a chest infection too.
Oh yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I had a chest infection too, and so my
that door's open. Let me close it.
Yeah. Hold for tour dates. The Body Shots World Tour is going back this fall. We have added, I think, 13 shows. So come and see me if your show sold out. Ben, get a new ticket. When's your tour at?
Yeah, the Take It Down Tour. TomSegura.com. We just announced a bunch of fall dates, and this isn't coming out for a
couple weeks.
Yeah, so I can tell you what's been added since, which is pretty exciting. Here we go. We are going on sale with another Dublin show. Let's see. Bethlehem in the Parks Casino in PA.
Bethlehem.
No, that's a different one. This is actually Bethlehem.
Really?
Yeah. Then Lake Charles, I'm doing the Golden Nugget there, the Warner Theater.
Is it, you ready for a really inappropriate joke?
Yeah.
That would have been funny 20 years ago and is going to really offend people?
Yeah.
Is it a subsidiary of Bethlehem for people with hair lips?
Okay.
It's Bethlehem.
It might be.
Bethlehem. Does anyone have hair lips anymore?
Yeah, a couple of them work here if you don't. Sorry, one more, hold on. Palace Theater, Columbus, Ohio. And whatever, Grand Rapids, Michigan, also, and Windsor, Ontario, the Coliseum.
Kansas City, Omaha, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Columbus, just added those shows. Can't fucking wait. Are you getting a tour bus again in the fall?
For some of the dates. I'm not doing like you do, where you like block it
out. I'm out straight. I'm not taking one weekend off.
You're not taking one weekend off?
Not one weekend.
Starting when?
September, mid-September, I go straight all the way to November 23rd and in Columbus, Ohio.
You take no days off?
No days off. None.
That would be good for your health.
Yeah. Well, I won't be drinking for October.
Oh, that's true.
So then I'll be healthy as fuck. And then I'm thinking about not drinking in November.
Why?
Just getting ready for my special. And then...
When do you shoot?
November 23rd in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, you're doing Cleveland?
Yeah.
How many are you going to shoot?
Dude, I think the biggest mistake people, I want to shoot four.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
Are you going
to
do that?
I want to. Because this hour isn't like all the other hours. This hour has, every other hour I felt like I was so overprepared for it. This one's, I feel like you must have felt on your like third hour or your second or third.
Yeah.
We were like, fuck, I got to get it going again. Maybe your third or your fourth.
Yeah.
And I understand, now I understand the difference, what separates the cream from the rest. You know, like I go, oh, this is where you find out who's a good comedian, is who can turn these out. This is where you say like, you know, where people shit on Amy's leather special.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But she didn't know she wasn't ready because she was famous.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, I'm ready. And or like a lot of everyone shits on really great comic specials and they go, oh, they weren't ready. They just didn't know it. The difference is I don't have like a movie, a book. I don't have nine different things I'm working on. I'm just working on stand-up. So I'm taking every weekend. I'm working every single weekend, adding shows everywhere. And I don't want to shoot four because when I did Philly, I shot two and I bombed on the first one.
Did you really?
I fucking bombed.
How? Why?
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I don't know. There was a number of reasons. Number one, the electricity went out, and so they had to push the show by an hour. There was a rainstorm, and everyone had to wait outside in the rain. No one got beers. They had to start the show immediately. Some guy started heckling. Everyone was soaking fucking wet. It was a bunch of, or you would keep looking at the donuts while I'm talking.
I'm looking at your drink.
And so, so I want to shoot four just to get it covered.
Yeah. Joe did four.
Did he really?
Twice he's done four.
Yeah. I would do four. Do you got, that cuts into your money though, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But I mean, if you feel like it's going to make the best product.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot four.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I like, you know, the biggest mistake everyone makes is not filming their special in a place that they haven't been in a while.
How do you not feel, wait, you like when someone.
I haven't been to Cleveland in like 2 years.
That's the best
thing to do. And everyone's like, no one's seen any of this material.
By the way, and it's such a great market. Like that audience, the audiences there are nuts. But what do you do? How do you get from feeling burned out on these long, like with the material? Don't you hate it by a certain point?
No.
Like if you don't take, like the way I do it is that I'll fucking hate it. But then by taking it like a week or two off, it's like, oh, it makes it kind of exciting. You know, you throw some new things in. Thank you so much.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're slowly turning into morning radio.
This is great.
Who the fuck is she?
She was just outside.
This looks like a microphone at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's not bad?
Not bad at all.
Blinkies.
Blinkies?
Yeah. I had 20 before you got here. It'd be nice if you catch up.
Fuck off. I don't get burned out. I mean, I get burned out.
No, but
I
you know what I'm saying? Like, burned out of like saying the jokes. Because if you do it like, if you're like, I'm not going to take 1 week off, how do you get to the point like on week 8 where you're like, oh my God, it's the same fucking hour again tonight? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You just don't.
I don't get burned out like that. I mean, I do in
you don't get sick of material.
The only thing I get sick of is in honesty is telling the machine story.
But the rest of it's new enough where you're like, it's still fun.
Yeah, and I like to fuck around. I go up with little projects in my head. So I go, I hate my intro right now.
Yeah.
And so I just fuck around with my intro and try to find a way. I want to find the one way in that's the quickest and the funniest. So I keep fucking around with that. That's been my one project all through Europe was intros. But it didn't really work because you could really go in and go, like my intro in most of Northern Europe was, I feel like Richard Pryor did when he went to Africa. I know you guys look like me, but I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
That's funny.
And so, I don't know. I throw away so much fucking material where I fuck with it and I just go, and I don't record it and I just let it go. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
You know what you should do, by the way, in those 8 weeks?
What?
Hire an audio engineer to come and record you doing a long set of all the material so that you have it recorded, audio. And then after your special comes out, since they don't release our audio anymore, you release the audio as your own album, completely separate from them.
They release our audio. They don't, they?
No, they just put like a couple of, they don't, you can't stream it or download it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish, I tell you what I wish I could do. I wish I could have, you know how they have like a corporate, like doctors come into your business and go, this is where your business is failing. I wish they had that for comedians. They come in and go, hey man, just you know, you're not on Spotify and you're not utilizing all the money you could get on t-shirts and this and this and this. I wish they had that for comedy because I'm like fucking all over the map.
Still number one.
I know, yeah. It's 9:30 in the morning.
Is that really going to be a fucking detractor for you?
What's the earliest you've ever gotten drunk?
On a vacation or something, it's been in the morning, but not like... I don't know, probably like...
Breakfast, right?
Yeah, breakfast.
Night. Like, I remember the first time I got breakfast drunk, I'd never heard of mimosas before.
Yeah.
And they were like, bottomless mimosas. And I was like, I literally was like, we take our pants off? And they were like, no, you can drink. I was probably 18 years old. And I was like...
Do you want one?
No.
No.
And they were like, and we had bottomless mimosas. And I was like, dude, afternoon drunk is the best. Yeah. I fucking loved it. We were in Jacksonville.
I remember doing brunches, and if you have nothing that day and you start drinking at brunch, that nap, that afternoon nap feels like nothing else. You know what I mean? Like if you drank in the morning and then you take that like 1:30, 2 p.m. nap, and then you feel like the day really, really begins for you that evening. It's a beautiful thing.
Dude, I'm trying to get into edibles, but I have a terrible fear of them.
Start mild.
I know, but even still, it's like, but here's the problem is I go, oh, I'll eat edibles for my daughter's softball game. And then I'm like, maybe that's not the place to do it.
Yeah, it might be the setting.
But that's when I want to, is when I'm like, I'm bored out of my fucking mind.
At my daughter's sporting event?
She doesn't play. She just fucking rides the bench. And I got to watch these other girls play. And I was like, I would love to fucking just take it up to here. Oh. You know?
Does she talk to you about sports?
Dude. Can I tell you the worst thing that happened the other day?
Yeah.
So one night, one day, we're at wine tasting and in Santa Ynez, and Leanne is drunk. And my dad ate marijuana that day. He was eating marijuana and my sisters ate some. And
your dad really got into it, huh? Did Joey really introduce him to it?
Yeah. And my dad loves it. He does it. He does like 5 milligrams a night. So he says, my daughter's in the back of the bus and they're like, mom's wasted. And I was like, oh yeah, mom gets drunk. And they're like, how come you don't get wasted? I was like, I don't know. I just don't, I'm not into it that way. Like Leanne's drunk and I'm drunk as fuck, but they just can't see it.
No one can see it.
No one can see it. And so they're like, mom, have you smoked pot? And Leanne's drunk. She goes, yeah, so what? And the girls are like, what? And even I'm like, whoa. And Leanne goes, I've smoked it 4 times and I've thrown up every time. Georgia looks at me and she goes, have you ever smoked pot? And I was like, no, never. And they're like, really? And I go, yeah. So then we're at a party one night. Everyone's talking about cocaine. And Isla goes, mom's snorted cocaine 4 times, but she's thrown up every time. And everyone's like, what? I go, marijuana, Isla. Very different. Very different. And Georgia says, you really never smoked marijuana? And now I'm already in the lie. I'm like, no, I haven't. She goes, are you going to? And I said, well, I mean, yeah. I go, I'll tell you what. If you wait until you're 25, I'll wait until you're 25. I'll never smoke it, and we'll smoke it our first time together. And she goes, for real? And I said, yeah.
How gullible is she?
Dude, she believed in Santa until she was 13. That's high school.
Like, how is that your daughter?
That's me. That's me to a fucking T.
Really?
100%. You know how gullible and fucking sweet I am?
Yeah,
that is me. That is my personality.
That's true.
So I'm in.
Did you tell her about your cocaine usage?
So I'm in New York. I'm doing episodes of Something's Burning. And Leanne calls. I just got back from Europe. Leanne calls. She goes, hey, how you doing? I said, pretty good. She goes, are you partying? And I said, no, actually, I'm not. I said, you know what? I did drink on Ari and Sean's episode, but I haven't drank on all the other episodes. I take that back. I got high with Big J and Dan Soder, but not like super high, but like.
Now you're just adding stuff.
Yeah. You know that's me.
Yeah, I have of two course. Drinks. No, doubles. My favorite is when you go like, I never drink on stage, ever. I never drink on stage. And then someone will be like, but on Saturday you had that drink on stage. He's like, it was a late show.
So Leanne goes, so wait, what happened? I said, I got high with Big J and Dan on the second episode, but not super high, just like functional giggly high. And it's silent. Leanne goes, your daughter's in the car. Georgia Kreischer, she's 14 years old, turning 15, says, Tom,
oh,
deadpan, says, how long has this been going on? Dude, my heart sank. The best part of this story is I was obviously, you know.
Wait till Georgia hears about YouTube.
Dude, have you ever
seen? Does a little dive on Dad.
I sent you. Oh my God. The best is I was with Colin Quinn and Dave Attell at the end of the day, and I was still bothered by it. And I told them, and Dave and Colin are laughing hysterically, and Colin Quinn goes, how long has this been going on? What, the drug use or the lying? Dude, you saw the one I did about the shells with the girls, right?
The show. Oh, I think I started it, right? What did you do? You lied to her?
If you can pull that out, it would be impossible to find.
But you basically were shell diving?
No. So the girls, we were in Clearwater. This is when they were little girls. We were in Clearwater and they wanted to find shells. But for some reason, there were no shells on the beach. So I went to CVS and I bought like $200 worth of shells. And then I sprinkled them in front of our beach house. And then when we went out, I was like, we should go look for shells. But we started in the water. Dude, the best is we're in the water. And I go, I think I found one. And the girls have been doing this the whole trip. They're like, Dad, I'm not diving down. I go, Georgia, feel it. She goes, Dad, I'm not doing it. They're young. I go, Isla. Isla dives down and pulls up a fucking Lord of the Rings, like Lord of the Flies conch, like shell, just like, and Georgia goes, wait, I want one. And I had another one in my hand, so I put it down. Georgia's like, and yeah. We should get someone sick for every one of these.
Oh man.
And so Georgia pulls it up and dude, they fucking lost their minds. They were like, had the greatest trip. They had like $200 worth of shined, like lacquered shells.
They loved it.
And they were like, this is the most amazing trip ever, Dad. But that's the problem with my brain is I always want everything to be up to here.
Always.
Always.
Everything for you has to be a 10.
Everything. Everything. I want everything to be a 10.
Every meal.
Yeah.
Every night out. There's no such thing as like, that was a nice evening.
I don't understand.
We had dinner and a glass of wine.
I don't understand anyone that has like a couple glasses of wine.
I don't understand
has
anyone.
Has a to-go bag and they're like, that was fun. We should do that again. I don't get that.
You're like, this has got
to
go.
I want, this is how I want every night to end. No to-go bag, right? Everyone ate everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's at the table. No, I don't want any dessert. One more glass of wine. Well, let's do another bottle. And then we did the bottle and someone's like, and then the women are like, I got to get out of here. And then you look at me and you're like, you still up for a nightcap?
I'm know
like,
you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, we're at fucking Pat's with all the black comics snorting coke. That is such an inside joke. Only the black comics get it.
The black New York comics?
Nope. All the black LA comics hang out at one bar.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Pat's?
In the Valley, yeah. If you go there at any hour, you will run into a BET's worth lineup.
Really?
And it is fun. It's right by my house. We go there all the time. I always go, Lynn, let's go get a drink. And then I just end up fucking shooting the shit. I leave her over in the corner. Fucking, oh.
Do you think she feels like
my buddy
being married to you is like a penance in a way?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah. Is it like you know when they whip their backs? Like, this is the price I have to pay?
I think she feels like she got what she deserved. Like, I don't think, like, I feel like I got what I wanted. I think she feels like she got what she deserved. Like, she's like, I didn't deserve much better than this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, they're, like...
It's so honest, well, what you're saying, and funny, and then, like, equally sad to me.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I think ideally she sees herself... I mean, I'm sure everyone sees himself in a better life, but, uh-huh. like, I'm sure she sees herself with someone who's more supportive, and, like, maybe you should do this, and maybe I should have been like that when I was younger. I'm like that now, but I was not like that when I was younger. I was like...
When you were first married.
Dude, when I was first married, I was like, we need to make money. I'll just go on the road. Like, this is what I'll do. I was thinking the other day, I don't remember my 30s at all.
Like, Jesus.
I have no recollection.
How old
of
are
my
you now?
30s. 46. I remember turning 40, but at 40, I still felt like I was 33. Like, I look at people when I go, like, you just turned 40?
Yeah.
And I go, like, Brendan Schaub's like 34 or something.
Probably 34, 35.
And I was like, huh? Like, I have no recollection of my 30s. I mean, I had kids.
Are you glad that the path took you on the path that you're on?
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yes?
Dude, yeah. I was thinking about this in the shower. There's a lot of guys, when we started, and I know that I started before you, but I think I always felt like we came up at the same time. I'm not staying with these.
Okay.
Those aren't as good as you'd think.
Really?
Yeah. I'm taking these home.
Okay.
There were so many guys that got things that we didn't get in this business, like Montreal. They knew all the casting people at like Comedy Central. They were like best friends with them, and they knew execs, and they like had famous friends, and me and you did not. We were just like two comics that drove to Brea to do spots and then drove home. And like, we weren't getting like the cool spot at the Hollywood Improv. So I'm so grateful for that, because we learned how to do stand-up as opposed to learn how to work the business. And those guys who learned how to work the business never learned stand-up, and now they're being phased out of the business because they still don't know how to stand-up. They know how to like take a general meeting and know everyone's names, but that doesn't fucking matter anymore.
No, it's
now true. Everyone just wants good content.
It's true. Yeah.
And I think they were too proud to start podcasts. Dude, this cunt fucking reached out to me and he was like, I'm doing a thing about stand-up. It's the greatest stand-ups some fucking thing about stand-up. All the greatest stand-ups in the country are on it. I'd love to be on your podcast to promote it. And I was like, I looked in the names. Not one of them has a podcast. I'm not on his fucking show. Not one of my friends is on his show. I was like, you can go fuck yourself. No, you took who was a darling in 2001, and you fucking put all of them on your fucking thing because you're an old fucking asshole. And then you hit me up like going, you're an old asshole. You'll take me. Fuck off. Go fuck. Dude, I get so fucking pissed by this shit. Because I go, no, man. Like, oh, fuck, whatever.
I can't wait to hear who this is.
You won't even know his name. Oh, no, I thought you were farting.
No. Will you tell me? Oh, I've heard the name.
Yeah. There's so many people like that. There's so many people where you just like, I don't know.
How long have we been on?
45 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I've been through a fucking emotional experience.
No. So wait, when do you go back on the road?
Dude, I fly out Monday for a long week.
Oh, no, you're not going to Europe. Week.
No, but it's a long U.S. week.
What are you doing? Wait, you're doing Tuesday?
Yeah, Louisville, then more Louisville, then Indy, then St. Louis, then Chicago, then Detroit, then Chicago again.
So you're doing two in Chicago.
Yeah, those are my fourth.
Then going to Detroit and then coming back to Chicago.
No, sorry. So it goes Louisville, Indy, St. Louis, Detroit, Chicago.
Tour bus?
Yeah.
Who's going with you?
Mike Cronin.
I don't know. Where do you find these features?
All over the country, and then
I get so picky about sharing space with someone.
Yeah, I only invite you on the bus if I know you and trust you and like you for sure.
Where did you meet Mike Cronin?
Oh my God, I've known him, I don't know, years now. Probably in Cincinnati originally. He was a Go Bananas guy, and then I've toured with him before. He's great. He's hilarious.
Can I tell you what's changed totally in this business is when we started, there were people who were like, yeah, man, I'm a Cincinnati comic. That's my thing. I'm a Cleveland comic. Yeah. I'm not leaving my scene. I got a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Houston comic. That shit's gone. There is no one staying in their scene anymore.
Everyone wants to...
Dude, you know who's living in fucking New York? Yeah. Bob Biggerstaff.
Does he live in New York now?
Lives in fucking New York. Bob Biggerstaff. Dude, one of my favorite... I fucking love Bob Biggerstaff.
He's hilarious.
And he's finally in fucking New York. And I was like, God damn it, man.
You know who didn't like him was your
Cowhead hates him.
Yeah. He told me that on air. I was like, why? I guess they had a... But that's
Bob,
weird.
No,
when you,
no,
when
Bob you, is just...
When you host a show, though, and you're on the air 5 days a week for years, there's just going to be mornings where you run into somebody and it's not going to work out.
Well, Bob's also... Yeah, I mean, I get it. And I don't know. Maybe the thing I liked in Bob doesn't translate on radio.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... You've got a little bit of Bob in you. Like, what's funny in you maybe isn't amazing on radio.
I'm terrible on radio.
But see, what's good in me, like the thing that I always want things to be a 10.
Yeah.
That's, I'm like, I was, God, when God made me, he went, he'll have a good throwing arm. He'll be okay running long distances and he'll be faster than the majority of Asians. He'll have a head of hair that'll last him till 46. He can cheat it and make it looks like he has a full head. And he's going to be perfect for morning radio. I am perfect for morning radio. I would say
we are polar opposites.
Why does that...
Everybody, listen, there's a... I can tell you 9 out of 10 times morning radio segments with me end and they're just like, thanks for coming in.
But okay, then here's my question. Why is that with radio? But like on something like Rogan, you are so good. Like you and Ari are probably the two best Rogan appearance guys that I've ever seen, where you can flow and just have a conversation.
It's because of the format though. It's long form conversation. What you're talking, it's a skill set, the radio thing. I mean, I don't knock it for having the skill set. The skill set is, you know what the environment is on morning radio and it's like, do you play ball or not? And you go in there and people who are good at it go in and they go, there's at a minimum, maybe at a maximum, 10 minutes to capitalize on this. I'm going to heighten the, I'm going to take it to a 10. I go in there with the opposite mentality. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm not going to fucking shuck and jive for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like that, by the way, 12 years ago.
You were like that when it didn't help your career.
Yeah.
You, dude.
They would, by the way, I would by the be way. In the car leaving radio with the club person and the station manager would call the club manager and go, what was that all about? And I would just go like, I don't care.
Why though? Why did you not care? Like that's, because I can't understand.
You know what
that.
It is? Okay. It comes from a, there's a little, it's a combination of when you're let's say not an act, like a ticket selling act, but you feel like what you do is funny, or like you feel like I'm a good act to come see, and the arrogance and the vibe of some of those people in the station being like, let's see if you're good enough for me, would make me go like, you can fucking eat my ass.
That's so funny. It did the exact opposite for me.
Oh yeah. So I would go in there and be like if they're like, all right, you can be funny when we come back from the break, I go, let's see if you're fucking funny when we come back from the break.
But you got like, this is what like people listening to this go, like, are probably going, yeah, Tom, because they're like, they know you now.
Yeah.
They don't realize you were doing this when that was
completely unknown.
Everyone thought that's the end of Tom's career. Like, I remember you blowing up. I remember more than anything, you blowing up the Dayton Improv or Dayton Funny Bone. Just going like, fuck this club. Fuck the management. Fuck the way it's run. This fucking sucks. I'm telling everyone this is fucking bullshit. And I remember going, Tom, don't say anything. Don't say anything. And then you went on Rogan and you were like, fuck this. And then I remember Stroop going, what's wrong with your buddy Tom? And then next thing you know, he's like, man, Tom was right. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. That guy doesn't even work improvs anymore.
I know. He had 5 kids.
What?
He had 5 or 6 kids.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
That man.
Do you know what he fucking told me one time?
What?
So what's the guy that's dead? Medicine Hat?
Jay Medicine Hat. Yeah.
Okay. So Jay Medicine Hat was a hypnotist comic.
Jay Medicine Hat was a big Native American. This is I'm just giving you a sidebar to the story. These are the things I love about Jay Medicine Hat. Jay Medicine Hat was a Native American comic.
It's just the initial J.
Yeah. Just Jay Medicine Hat.
Yeah.
A big, I mean, he dressed like he was out of Deadwood. I mean, not even joking.
Yeah.
And he would drink whiskey on stage, and sometimes he'd go on stage and just go, yeah, like,
yep.
Yeah, take a look at his headshot to the left, far left, far left. Yeah, okay, there you go.
All right, so he was a dirty
hypnotist
comedian act. Did you know, I found this out later, that he would, in like some of those Midwestern funny bone markets, Columbus, Dayton, the St. Louis, like, you know, that yeah, circle of them, he would, at one point they were bringing him in, he would sell out the weekend 5 and 6 times a year.
Yeah.
So they were having him in like January, March, June, August, October, yeah, and like sold out every, I was like, what? So I come in to Dayton. The guy picks me up from the airport.
Yeah.
He's taking me to the condo. I'm gonna do 6 shows for $1,200, right? And he's like, you know, he's a nice guy, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, how's the condo? He's like, well, yeah, I guess it's all right. I mean, we had to clean it up. And I was like, well, that's nice. Don't you clean it up between everybody? And he's like, yeah, but Jay Medicine Hat was there last week. And I go, well, what does that mean? And he goes, well, you know, he trimmed his pubes in the sink, and he, you know, he like pissed on the bed. And I go, hey, I go, did you clean it up? And they're like, yeah. I go, then why did you tell me that shit? Like, I don't want to have to think about his pubes in the sink. And they're like, yeah, it was a big mess. He's nasty, but he's great. Anyways, you're gonna have a great week here. And I was like, dude. So that was like one of those things.
It's this bully mentality where they peck you down,
yes,
to make you feel like shit about yourself, so you feel grateful. It's a pimp mentality. I just bought Iceberg Slim.
Yeah.
Pimp?
Yeah.
It's a pimp mentality. I'm also watching Deadwood right now.
You're watching Deadwood?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, why are they... I just saw a billboard for Deadwood.
They're doing a movie.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, why are they promoting Deadwood again?
Jay Medicine Hat died in a Target.
He did? Can you imagine...
Fucking day of my life.
You're going to get like milk. Detergent milk, and you... You turn the corner and you see like a shitty hypnotist dead.
That's so funny. I thought you were going to say, and I died. I definitely think about me dying in a Target all fucking time. Dying in a hotel gymnasium, just having a stroke.
Are you good on your drink?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
All right. She's an intern, by the way. She's our new intern.
I got to find a new assistant.
You do?
Yeah.
What happened?
He quit.
When?
I think I rode him too hard.
Seriously? Wait, lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
He just couldn't keep up with partying.
He's just like, I'm a lot. I was a lot.
I hope you're listening, Allie.
Yeah, it was a lot. So I got to find a new Cobra.
Really?
Keep the name Cobra. I'll just get a new assistant. Just keep switching out Cobras. Like Ricky Tikka Tavi.
Yeah.
The,
You want to see if you can catch one?
Yeah. What if I choke and this is how I die?
Oh my God. That'd be such a good podcast.
See how high you can go though.
Okay. Ready?
Nope.
All right. Oh, that was on the tongue.
It was on the tongue.
Oh, it's two together. Yeah, dude. That's solid right there.
Someone cut together like a 1980s best friends montage.
Please.
Besties.
And then throw a couple alley-oops in there. Like, I want to see Gary Payton to Sean Kemp, you know, same kind of trajectory.
And I want to see some viewing parties of you with your best friend watching this together. Why aren't we going to tour together?
You want to tour together?
So badly, dude. I would love that.
You know when we should do it? We should do it on our, like, because we're both going to shoot, and then we're going to be like, oh, shit. And there's going to be a point in early 2020 when we each have, like, 30 minutes?
Yes.
That's when we should do some dates together.
Fuck yes. That would be fucking awesome.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm in. That'd be fucking great. I mean, it's all new material.
We'll do, like, casinos and shit, you know, where it doesn't, like, matter.
I would love that, dude.
Yeah.
We go out to the bars afterward and parties with everyone.
No, you can.
Why don't you do that? You don't like. I was reading about smallpox last night.
Yeah.
Deadwood.
Yeah.
And so, and I was like, dude, I'm a honeypot. If there's a new disease out there, I'm the one getting it.
Your idea of a post-show come down is literally.
I love that it gives you anxiety. Nightmare. I love that it gives you anxiety.
Do you realize how I've met six people on this tour so far?
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. I only meet people if they're at the stage door when I enter or leave.
For real?
Yeah. Then some of them do, and I'm super nice to them, but I don't do any type of...
Oh.
So wait, you do a big fucking theater, and then you go to Mickey's, like that?
Dude. One of my favorite things in the world, I love it. I always go, what's a good bar? Dude, when we go... Into Boston.
You're so crazy.
There's a bar that maybe holds 200 people, and it is cram-packed with at least 600.
Wait, what happens with you when you're at this?
Just, it's like being a joint in jail. Like, I get passed around, and then you're in a lot of people's mouths. People are kissing you, and
you love it.
I like it because I'm that guy. I'll tell you what. My daughter's softball team won the championship.
Uh-huh.
This girl, Nicole.
Did you tell her? You're like, this was not because of you. You tell her that or no?
No, I told her it was because of her because she cheered really hard. I love you, Georgia. She's going to see this in college and be like, that's what he was saying about me?
I love it's going to take her 5 years to figure out YouTube.
It'll be her and her friends. Hey, your dad's on here with Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look how skinny Tom was. Georgia, this girl, Nicole, fucking won the game. I love this kid, man. She fucking rocks. I love her because she's a shit talker and a fucking baller.
Yeah.
She plays like left, right field. She's a lefty. She can crush the fucking ball, right?
Yeah.
And she is just so focused. I've never really seen, in my life, I've never seen women focused at sports this way. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm so accustomed to it being a guy thing. And when it's guy, it's such a male aggro mentality. But when you see a woman focused, it's a different energy. Man, she gets up, runner on, game's tied, runner on first and second. She gets up, two outs, two strikes, one ball, rubs her hand in the dirt, looks at the crowd, gets up, crushes the fucking ball, hits a home run. But it's a weird home run because they overthrew third, so she got to take home. But when she got to third, she grabbed a handful of sand, looked at the crowd and just did this.
What?
And I went, that, and I fucking, dude, such a gangster move. The end of the game.
And you're like, I want her.
At the end of the game, I'm with Leanne and I'm like, and she's like, hey, don't say anything. You don't have to say anything to Nicole. I was like, I'm definitely talking to her. Like, I'm definitely going to congratulate her and tell her I thought it was a great game. I'm going to have a moment. Like, that's what I do. Because I'm that person also.
Yeah.
The person that wants to say hi to me after the show, It was so uncomfortable because Leanne said that to me, and then Nicole walked by. I was like, "Yo, Nick," and she just didn't notice me. I was like, yeah. "Oh, okay." And Leanne's like, "Bert, let it go," and I was like, "No, I'm not done yet. Hold on, Nick, oh, great game, fucking killed it. Oh, way to go." And like, but that's so me.
You need that.
I need that. I need that connection. So I understand that people need it also.
Like, I guess I understand. I mean, it does give me anxiety.
If you are the kind of person that could go to one of those games and just, or like see a celebrity and not say anything,
yeah,
then it totally makes sense that you would be like, yeah, that's who I am.
Yeah.
So that's how I want to be. But I am not that person.
Like, I get that.
I've not once seen a celebrity.
Here's what would be fun to me.
Okay.
I could go to the after show thing if I knew you're there. And I know where the exits are.
Yeah.
Like, if I could hang out with you in that situation, I would be like, because I could enjoy you being the you know, master of ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, hang out with you, but not alone. No fucking way. I need to be with somebody who is bigger personality-wise in that situation. I don't feel comfortable just being like, hi.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, I love it.
I like going to the room and just like watching TV and then you know what I actually do love? On a one show night.
Reading books, push-ups, I don't know. All the shit I hate.
On a one show night, which is rare because I add so many shows, but on a one show night, I will.
One show night, let me remember what those are like. Okay.
On those nights, I love finding a good restaurant in town. I'm serious. And just going like post-show meal, it's the best.
Oh, I heard someone talk about me one time. It was Marin.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I said it, but I do this all the time. Is I would just go into it. This is like right when I first started touring. I just go into a venue and go, what's good here? And they're like, huh? I go, what are you guys known for? And they'd be like, Coney's. I go, here's $100. Give me 100 of them. And they're like, huh? And I go, give me like whatever you're big for. Give me like fucking fill the room with it. And I get fucking Coney's. What's your best pizza? We're deep dish? Oh, dude, we're getting 10 deep dishes. And it was only like four of us on the road. And I would, but I would just, I got.
Start giving it to people?
I mean, I got Sal Volcano in it. I was like, what's big here? I forget where we were. And they were like, oh, you know what's great here is dot, dot, dot. And I was like, here's $100. Make it rain. I love that feeling. I love that feeling. But I don't know. Maybe that's really the one thing when I finally go to rehab, they'll be like, yeah, you got to dial that back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do
you see that in the future, though?
Rehab?
Yeah.
No.
Not even like in a few years?
No. My problem isn't one thing. It's everything.
Yeah, like, they do rehab for that too.
No. I think what'll happen, I can feel it. I don't know.
I finished another one.
Yeah, let's kill it. Fucking ghosty.
Wow.
No, I don't have a problem with drinking.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
I would love to go to rehab. I would love it. I would love that focus on me for 1 month.
You would love it.
Would love it.
You should do it just as like an exercise. Go to like one of the Malibu ones.
I would love to do
it's
it.
It's like a fucking vacation,
for a
man.
Bit.
Yeah, great. But you might get a new hour out of it. Dude, that's how you get the new hour.
Yeah, go to rehab.
Yeah.
My buddy's been to rehab.
And then you shoot the special and the special goes like amazing. And at the end of the special, when you say thank you, they wheel out a cart of booze and drugs.
The problem is you never bounce back from rehab.
Really?
No. No one's ever like, maybe that sounds wrong, but like you look at like Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is never going to be able to like.
Is that Ben Affleck?
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Okay.
But like once you go to rehab once, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You can't party ever again.
That's true.
And I don't ever want to be that guy. I would just assume.
I don't ever want to be that guy.
Yeah. I'm sure that would go well the first day of rehab. Here's the problem. I'm not cool with this idea. Is that now I can't party. Yeah. That's the whole gig, Bert.
that's what they want. Yeah.
I just want to like who doesn't want to hit a vape pen every now and then?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Hey.
Oh, Tom killed his.
Yeah, but you're the man.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
I'll be right back.
Okay,
yours.
Thanks. By the way,
I love
this. Is like the, I like that your gaze is stronger. You're like, it's the third time, and this time you went.
Dude, there's so many differences. In like younger women and older women.
Tell
that
us.
Are like décolletage.
What?
Décolletage, like the area right here.
Uh-huh. You love that.
No, it's just like, it's
because you like blousing. You said you like the blousing.
I used to like down blousing, yeah.
Down blousing.
Yeah. Down blousing.
What else?
Not blousing, just yeah. Oh, yeah. Fat guy playing basketball.
What are you into now? Do you have a new genre?
No, I haven't been into porn. I haven't really jerked off in a really long time.
What?
Yeah, I don't. It just kind of pulled back. I don't know. And I can't really connect with porn at all.
Why not?
I don't know. I've been on the road a lot in Europe, and I didn't have time
to
like,
watch.
It's not like a weekend at the Funny Bone.
What do I need to know about? Thank you so.
Do you know what a décolletage is?
I sure do.
Yeah.
You
do?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Great.
Jesus Christ, you know what that was like?
That was like when you're at a bar and like a cute server comes up and someone's like, hey, and she's like, go fuck yourself.
I sure do, old man. Thank you.
Oh, that was so great.
One of my favorite terms is a sloppy décolletage.
Uh-huh.
That's what old women get. It's when there's wrinkles.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah,
you like it. You like it.
I love a sloppy décolletage.
No one says that.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I love a sloppy décolletage.
Like a little good, wrinkle.
Oh, like yeah. An Arizona décolletage?
Yeah.
Where they didn't know that this meat was going to get all fucking wrinkly.
Yeah, I like it. Know,
yeah, I love it. I love it.
Wait, you haven't jerked off in a long time?
In a long time.
Doesn't bother you?
You know, no, it hasn't. The last time I jerked off was in Amsterdam, and I just couldn't get it going.
That's probably a good health sign. I get pent up with rage.
No, I don't get pent up with rage. Wait, what do you mean?
Like if I haven't cleared the pipes in one way or another.
Wait, do you ever throw a temper tantrum that you're not having sex?
Not directly like we're not having sex. But what happens is I start being like, the fucking thing is wrong and this shit's all fucking stupid. And then, you know, if I'm with Christina, she'll be like, you need to get milked.
How often do you guys have sex?
Well, when we're around each other.
No, when you're apart.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying because
No, I want to know both.
When
you're apart, how often do you
get laid? When we're apart, on the road, I'm pretty good. It's kind of a bang bust.
One time someone asked me, have you ever had a toy in your ass? And I said, sex toy? And they go, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So wait, how often, they say the national average is 6 times a month.
Yeah, but not when we're out like 2 weeks at a time.
I'm 6 times a month, definitely.
I had twice the other day.
With Christina?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's up, man?
Did she want a purse or something?
No. I was just like...
Twice?
Yeah, I was just... I'm 40, bro.
I remember I had a buddy... I
had to work for that second one, I'm not going to lie, but...
I had a buddy who...
First one was fast.
Started dating this chick. Oh, first one?
Oh, my God. Dude. I'm so sorry.
I think someone's breaking into my house.
Yeah, I was like...
Do you hear that? The sprinklers are on. I'm going to go turn them off. Yeah, Leanne stole my orgasms for a period of time, and I was fucked with my head.
What?
She was... talking when I had my orgasm, she'd say something.
Oh.
And it was fucking stealing the feeling.
Would she say like, we got to pay our mortgage or?
No. No, the first time I was about to have an orgasm and she saw it happening in my eyes and she went, oh, look at him.
Oh, God.
And exactly. And I was like, dude, don't do that. Like, don't talk. Don't say a fucking word. Like, if you see me have an orgasm, shut your fucking mouth. Close your eyes. Fucking say shit. Who the fuck says shit when you're about to come? Cops. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's horrible.
Yeah, and
that's
so
horrible.
And so then,
no, isn't that like natural? You know to shut the fuck up. Everybody does, right? When you see an orgasm, you're not like, ah, oh, it's gonna feel real good in a second.
It's
like,
happening. Fire in the hole.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so. And then she did it again. The next time we did it, I was about to have an orgasm and she was like, oh, you have a hair on your face. And I was like, huh? And it kind of threw me off. And then I started, and not to fuck up other people's orgasms, but when I started getting close, my brain started yelling weird shit. Like just like the worst things you could think of. And I was like, oh, fuck.
N-word?
No.
Oh.
Dude, no, I'm not going there.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
I was talking to my black friend the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to two black guys, right? And we were talking about it was
at
on
that bar. Was it Pat's?
No. It was. Can I tell you something crazy?
Yeah.
I have a friend who said, he goes, I've never said the N-word in my entire life. I go, that's bullshit. He's like, no, I swear to God, I've never said it once. I said, you've never, like, I'm not saying used it. I'm saying said it. Everyone said the word. Like, you've never said it? And he goes, no, I've never said it. I was like, everyone said that.
How old is this person?
43.
Okay.
And I go, that's bullshit. I can't believe that. And he goes, no, I swear to God. So we go to Pat's and we're with Omar Dorsey. You know Omar?
Yeah.
Omar Dorsey and Tone Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all hanging out. And I don't know in what capacity this happened.
Oh my God.
But the guy's telling a story. And in the story, this guy says the N-word. By the way, he had just said to Omar and Tone, I've never said the N-word. And they're like, bullshit. Every white guy said the N-word. And he goes, no, I've never. I'm one of the few guys. And I defended him. I go, he's a fucking lawyer. He grew up in Santa Monica. I promise you, he's never said the N-word. 5 minutes later, he says the N-word. He's drunk. He doesn't even realize he says it. I tell him the next day, you fucking said the N-word to two black guys. And he's like, bullshit. Recount it back. And he's like, God damn it, I guess I did. Holy fuck.
That's strike one.
Yeah, I was like, you said it to black people.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? But I think that was the story I was going to tell. Oh, no.
Okay.
We were talking about, oh, never mind. I'll tell you privately.
Okay. Don't forget.
I won't. It's a good one. This is a good story.
How often are we going to do this?
I think we could do it. This is super easy.
Yeah.
We could bang out two of these a month easy.
Okay.
And then do it twice a month is
that's a fair commitment, right?
Yeah, very fair. And if it starts blowing up, we can do more. But okay. If not, I mean, two a month is easy, and I think they're fun. And I think it's a treat.
Okay, cool.
It's very like
cool.
A donut or Tito's in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Here will be the deal. Okay.
Okay.
Every time we do these, I'll ride my bike here.
Okay.
So and then that will award me to drink and eat donuts.
That is a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do?
And then I'll meet you here.
And you'll organize it?
Yeah.
You'd realize you're turning into a grown-up.
Am I?
Hard fucking core. You've leaned into being a grown-up way more than I have.
Like, in what
way? From when we met, you are definitely a grown-up.
But how am I a grown-up? What do you mean?
Like, what are you going to do now? Go to a workout class?
I'm going to pick up my kid from school.
Ugh.
What should I do? Leave him there?
No, it's called Uber.
Just have him Uber? Yeah, he's 3.5.
You must be you, huh? I'm looking for a 3-year-old. You see your son with his fucking notebook, just his backpack on?
Wait, how else am I a grown-up?
You just, everything about you is a grown-up.
Really?
Yeah. You said grown-up things to me like 2 years ago that now grown-ups are saying to me, and I'm like, oh yeah, I should have done that. Okay. Now I have fucking heartburn. I was so healthy. When I got here, I was in great shape. I got to go for a hike. I was down. I lost 13 pounds. Look, you want to see my fucking weight loss? Look at this weight
13
loss.
Pounds in 3 days?
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Look at it. What's the name of our... Do you use the Withings scale?
The what?
Withings scale.
I don't know what that is.
It's a scale. It's accountability. Here, I'll show you. Look at my weight loss. Today I was... I guess not totally.
You got up to 260.
Here. Hang on. Let's see if I can see the...
Okay.
Here we go. You can see my weight loss is right there to there.
Let me see this. So it's for people that... Yeah, I don't know if you can see it, but there's a chart.
Spike.
A spike.
That's called Europe.
That's the weight going up in Europe?
It's Europe. And then the drop off.
Dude, I'm going to be in Europe during Sober October.
No.
Yeah. I finish. Here's the thing. I get to do the UK in November. But I do the first dates in October. Because I do Budapest, Paris, Amsterdam, Antwerp.
What are we going to do for Sober October this
Berlin.
Year?
Berlin. I have no idea. We need to start getting the idea going.
Can I tell you what I think?
What?
Hip hop dance.
What? Like learn a dance?
Learn hip hop dance.
You think Joe will do that?
We learn a dance. Hey, can you pull up, look, and we'll each have to do one of these dances and we put them online and we find out who's the best. Okay, I'm going to tell you, Joe had Tommy Chong on today?
Yesterday.
Do you ever see those little girls who do dance classes?
You think Joe would do this?
Hold on. There's a girl. Okay. I need you to find this video. Okay. Yeah. Look at these dance classes. We each do one dance and we put them up online, but we got to learn a dance for the whole year month. What's Missy Elliott? This girl, Ashling B, posted a video of this girl doing a dance long time ago and it was so great. But,
I want you to save telling this to Joe for a podcast.
Yeah.
Because I want to see his reaction so badly.
Joe's never doing hip hop dance.
Which is like, why are we?
Well, it's got to be something we can take on the road with us.
I know.
So it's got to be something you can travel with.
Yeah.
Pull up one of those dances. Pull up one of those girls on Instagram dancing. Put in Instagram, put in hip hop dance.
Or we can also just wrap it up.
Instagram, hip hop dance. My daughters and I follow all these girls and then we went to a dance class together.
Yeah.
And it's the place that we've been following them and they do it with, here we go, hip hop dance videos. No, you need a girl in a dance studio. Girl in a dance studio. Go down to the one with the girl with the red hat. This is what we're going to do.
Okay. Let's see.
This is it.
We're going to do muted. Yeah, I see. So they're a girl. Yeah, I could see us doing that as a foursome. You,
we do,
me,
well, we
Ari
each do
and Joe.
Individuals and we learn a foursome dance. Think how viral our foursome dance will go.
No, it'll go viral. But, oh man. Yeah. This is a great idea.
Yeah, we do hip hop dance.
The Body Shots World Tour is all over the world, adding shows. The fall tour was just announced. Is the website still Burt?
BurtBurt.com.
BurtBurt.com. Listen to the BurtCast. Follow him on social media at Bert Kreischer. I'm doing the Take It Down tour.
Dates added all over the place. Make sure to go find him. Hey, you never really commented on my revamp of your tour announcement.
Oh, that was really funny.
It was fucking great.
It was great.
It was, by the way, can you just play that to take us out and that'll promo Tom's dates? That's one of my favorite fucking edits I ever did.
I called you though. I called you about it.
I don't think I answered. I don't think I talked to you about it.
No, we talked.
For real?
Yes. We talked
about it. Keep going down.
Scroll down. So what he did is he took my...
Dude, I ended up having to pay someone to get to the...
Now there it is, right?
No, that's not
it. No, in the middle with the helicopter.
Yeah. This is... I'm going to
So he
this.
He re...
Tour is the biggest tour I've ever done.
The Machine promo remix.
And we are about to announce the second half of this world tour.
Tom's going to take it down tour. New shows worldwide. And he'll be getting there on a helicopter. A fucking helicopter. Move over, Magnum PI. All shows will sell out. And they better, because he's got a fucking jet. Can you believe it? We'll be following him down hallways, on stages, back on his jet. And of course, if you know Tom, we'll be spending lots of time at the gym. That's what Take It Down stands for. Taking down donuts and eclairs. Because someone's hungry. Now a word from Too Short.
Your boy Too Short. Make sure you go fuck with my homie Tom Segura on the Take It Down tour. We taking it all again.
Too Short plugs dope though.
Dude, I know. I was gonna fuck around with Too Short, but I like him so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like that?
That was hilarious.
I used his biatch in the middle because.
And by the way, the jets. Yeah. Were in an airport hangar. They weren't on jets. I was actually flying.
Are you
on.
Fucking serious?
Yeah. They gave
you
me a tour.
Fucking Dan Bilzerian motherfucker.
They gave me a tour and I was like, oh, just throw it in. But they're in frames.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
All right. This was a lot of fun, dude.
This was a blast.